Good morning. I'm in the Clarion Hotel in the centre of Cork City in Ireland, and I'm about to interview a man who yesterday was met the Irish Minister, Conor Lenehan. And Conor Lenehan is the Minister for something in Ireland. He's the Minister in charge of innovation, technology, but basically this is all about a voucher scheme, and yesterday the scheme was launched, Innovation Voucher Success Stories. Enterprise Ireland held a press conference and a meeting and awarded all sorts of things. But the main reason I'm with Trevor here is that I do some work for him. And Trevor, will you please tell us from the point of view of your company, In Hand Guides, what actually happened yesterday?
I attended the reception with the Minister for State. We had a photo op, and they had brought together 18 companies who have had success in using these vouchers to help innovate, when we're in a tough economic climate and we're small companies. Where do you find the money to innovate? Because innovation, even on a small project, will cost you, say, 5 to 10,000 euro. And this was to really acknowledge that there are companies out there like myself, In Hand Guides, willing to innovate, but we do sometimes need a little bit of a help to get going.
And did you get money from Enterprise Ireland through this voucher scheme to help your company get going?
We did. They don't actually hand you cash, but imagine a Tesco voucher for innovation. You apply based on a project outline, which is quite straightforward, and if you're successful, you get an Enterprise Ireland voucher which states that you can spend 5,000 euro with one of the accredited providers, for example, in my case, the Cork Institute of Technology, and they then will provide you with 5,000 euro worth of research, which again could be a startup on a model prototype, it could be an innovation on a prototype. In our case, we've actually used two vouchers. We built a prototype, we then improved a prototype, and we're now moving to the next level, which requires further funding.
So you actually got real pump priming money, if you like, out of the Irish system, and used it effectively, and are now ready to move on to bigger things.
Exactly. Yeah. The main advantage is it helps, as I said, us achieve that innovation. So where we had a basic product, we've now innovated it further. For example, in our in-hand audio guides, the second voucher we used has built a prototype which incorporates a smart ticket. So now you have an audio guide and you have the capability to make that a ticket. And that added ticket adds IP to our product. And we've done that for the sum of 5,000 euro, which Enterprise Ireland have provided. And in turn, that's putting money into research into this country.
So that's a kind of good news story from Conor Lenehan's area yesterday, is that right?
It is. There were 18 companies from pet foods to Hurley's to guys who have a banner which heats rooms, a poster which heats, and as I said, ourselves. So there were nice stories for small companies who are all out there trying to innovate and be clever.
And I'm handing here, you're giving me here, I have it in my hand, a brochure, a booklet from Enterprise Ireland, which summarises the whole scheme. Looks like 1,000 vouchers have been, projects, 1,000 projects have been completed, over 2,000 vouchers given out, so there's still another 1,000 ones in the pipeline, so to speak, and whatever knowledge providers are, there are 41 colleges. Of them. Oh, they're colleges, right. Colleges around Ireland, 41 of them, and 18 companies in this. It looks a very interesting brochure. I hope the Department of or Enterprise Ireland have printed enough of these to keep satisfied the demand. Okay, look, that's a little bit of information about it. I see that on the internet this morning, Silicon Republic have put up a short report about yesterday. I'll do a blog post myself later on, Trevor, and thanks very much for telling me about it.
Thanks, Paul. Pleasure.
Okay, all the best. Cheerio. Bye-bye.